Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2024 dealer stock only.
For a tournament full of buzzer beaters and amazing moments, BetMGM is giving out insurance tokens to college hoops fans in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on March matchups to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. There's no February frenzy or May mania, only March matchups. And BetMGM is your sportsbook for all of it. Take advantage of exclusive signature bets, same game parlays, live bets, and so much more with BetMGM in Tennessee. Claim your bet insurance token today to get your stake back in bonus bets if your next March matchups wager misses. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Tennessee only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive 2-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house is a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit moretech.edu. That's MOORETECH.EDU.
At Target, count on our great deals just in time for Easter. Save $5 when you spend $30 on toys with Target Circle so you can fill their baskets with fun, like cuddly stuffed animals or 50-piece sidewalk chalk, all from only $5. Add an Easter chocolate faves at BOGO 50% off, from Cadbury to Reese's Mini Eggs and more. And get great family pics with new Easter looks. It's easy with 20% off dresses, polos, and more. Hop in fast for our best Easter deals, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-631-5533. That's 1-800-631-5533. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-631-5533. That's 1-800-631-5533.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Robert Irwin Jewelers 6-hour 60% off sale is this Saturday from 10 to 4 only at the Bartlett location. Everything in the showcase is 60% off this Saturday 10 to 4.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is, of course, the Immortal Chicken Head by Project Pat featuring LeChat, which Marc Gasol cited in the documentary that the Grizzlies debuted last night as perhaps his favorite trap song, something Marc Gasol and I have in common.
So you were there and part of the panel. And I don't know how we can watch the documentary now. Has it dropped? Do we know what the distribution is?
I don't know. It's going to be like on YouTube and on like the Grizzlies website. I don't know if it is now. I would guess no. They'll probably wait.
Till the moment.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's not up there yet, but it is going to be made public. It's quite good. It was, in fact, as a piece of like, you know, filmmaking or whatever, I think it's even better than the Zeebo one they did a couple years ago.
So what was your favorite part besides your own, you know, your own speaking parts?
Well, your speaking parts, of course. Mm. You're in it. I'm in it.
I didn't know if I made the cut. I didn't know that I made the cut.
Yeah, I think so. You may actually be the first talking head that shows up. Oh. That might be you.
Well, that's good.
Tim Bontemps is in it for some reason. I got to give him grief about that. What are you doing in the documentary? It was really good.
They cast a wide net. If I'm in it,
really?
And Tim Bontemps is in it, and right, yeah, go ahead. Anyway, right. So yeah.
There's a lot of detail on like the stuff that brought. And what's interesting about it is that it starts with the Grizzlies arriving in Memphis, and so it's less of a celebration of Mark, the way the Zach movie was a celebration of Zach. Is that it uses Mark as sort of to tell a whole story of the Grizzlies, because the first transaction the Grizzlies made was bringing the Gasol family to Memphis, basically, and he was part of that, you know, in his own way. And so it starts with that and carries on through to the present. And so there's this cycle of Marc Gasol, who, you know, began his relationship as a fan and is now, you know, back where he started, kind of. And so there's a little bit that sort of aspect to it. There's a lot of detail on the trade stuff that brought him here, which I have written and talked about endlessly. But there's a couple of, like, new things there that are interesting. The whole stuff that, you know, Chris Wallace was saying, people would roll their eyes about, you know, we tried to trade for Mark in the draft when the Lakers got him. There's actual video footage in the war room of them talking about that that night.
Really?
Which I don't think anyone ever seen before. And the thing I didn't even know is that even after the Lakers, and there are multiple people who confirmed this, not just Chris Wallace in the documentary, but even after the Lakers had drafted Mark and he was overseas and they had his rights, like before they traded Powell, they tried to trade for the rights to Mark to add to Powell, and the reason that they didn't do it is because the Lakers, in addition to whatever second round pick or whatever, they wanted $500,000 in cash, and Michael Heisley wouldn't do it.
Isn't that Michael Heisley to a T?
It really is.
Oh, man.
The sound you just made on the radio was the sound I made in the movie theater.
Oh, my God.
I was dying because it's totally believable. Of course that happened.
Of course that happened. That's incredible.
You know, it's great. It was all kinds of stuff. It gets to a lot more detail than I think any of us know or whatever about that. The thing he did it in a summer when he was still with the Grizzlies, but he wouldn't talk about it then, really. The thing when he went out on the boat,
right,
sort of trying to rescue people, you know, at lost at sea kind of thing. There's a whole section on that that goes into a lot more detail, and he talks about it, and that's really compelling stuff.
Did they have footage of that? They have footage of him out
they
on
do.
The
yeah. They do have footage of him out on the boat, yeah.
He could tell, like, when he talked about it at that one media day, it could not have been more heartfelt, you know, and emotional for him. So, I look forward to it. That sounds great. And you were on the panel with Vernon, and who else was on the panel?
Michael Blevins, who did the movie,
right?
Yeah, and then Jessica Benson was the MC.
Well, they do a great job, and I think folks are certainly looking forward to it. So, all right, turning to other matters, what do you eat for Easter?
Whatever my dad cooks.
And does it tend to be ham or lamb?
We're not lamb. I can't remember him ever. We eat lamb. I can't remember my dad ever cooking lamb.
Right.
And so he'll probably have a ham, but we're not super traditional. There's not you eat at Easter.
Right.
But we are having a family dinner at my dad's, and we'll eat whatever he cooks.
Okay. And we were discussing ham earlier. I'm not a ham guy. I mean, it's fine. I'll eat ham. One of the Memphis institutions that I have never been to is Canale's Grocery, which is the famous ham sandwich, isn't it? Isn't that the finale?
Yeah, it's changed. I've been out there. It's changed a little bit. Like, the name may be different now. So I don't know if it's exactly what it was, but it is like, you know, old country store, and like they're smoking ham. And yeah, that's definitely something worth doing. I don't know if it's exactly what it used to be.
If it even exists anymore. All right.
I think it exists, but the name may have changed.
In the NBA, or as it pertains to the Grizzlies, you probably, because you were at this this event last night.
Yeah, I wasn't able to watch any of the tournament stuff.
You did not see Donovan Clingan have a pretty mixed game, not particularly. He was not his dominating self.
It seemed like they didn't really need him to.
They certainly did not need him to. But in the first half, when it was close, he was being outplayed. He wasn't great. And it is interesting. He is a big lug of a center. How much in this new NBA do you want a center who, at this point anyway, can't stretch the floor?
Well, it's a question. I think it's a question mostly about when you get to the highest levels of playoff basketball.
Right.
Which is where the Grizzlies are trying to get. But you got to get there first. And, you know, the whole, like, who are going to be your five guys on the floor, like, in crunch time, a game seven or whatever. Like, I know this is a high draft pick.
Right.
But, like, it doesn't necessarily need to be one of the five guys.
No.
You know, and so if it's someone who is not necessarily one of the last five guys on the floor in the last game of the season.
Right.
But is helping you win 55 games or 52 games or whatever and get there, like, I think that's okay, too. So I do think it's a real question, but it's not to me like you can't draft this guy because he's not one of those players. Like this guy could help you too, you know?
How practical is it? Functionally, how would it work if you're saying, well, you know what we're going to take a Shep Reed Shepherd, although he had a miserable game against Oakland.
Here's the thing. I don't know if Zach Lyman's even watching these tournament games. These matter to us. I don't.
Right.
NBA people are going to Europe. Like they don't care about these tournament games like we care about these tournament
right.
games.
They're mostly the first time we've really focused on these players, which is why we are really focused intently on these players. Which is why they.
I don't think Zach Lyman cares that Reed Shepherd had 2 points against Oakland. I just don't think that's going to matter either way.
But we talk about that as he could fill the Luke Kennard role, right? Like a instant offense off. How functionally would that work? Like, and you would then deal Luke's contract, or you'd walk away from Luke's contract, or how functionally would that work to then use that money to get a big?
Well, I mean, depends on what other teams are willing to do. But you would – letting Luke walk doesn't create that salary slot to offer to a free agent.
Right.
It gives you wiggle room relative to the tax to maybe right. – you know, you have your Steven Adams trade exception, and I don't think you're going to – who is just like $12 million. So I don't think you're going to take a player into that for $12 million and pay Luke Kennard $15 or whatever. So it creates financial wiggle room, but it's not a direct translation of – if you either spend $15 million to Luke or you just offer $15 million to someone else. It doesn't work that way, but it does give you wiggle room. Or you trade him, or you keep him, but I don't think that's likely in this scenario. Or you trade him, in which case you would have to, as I understand it, you would have to guarantee the money to trade him. I think you can't do the like workaround loophole thing where you trade him on the on this salary he's at right now, and the team that acquires him then like declines the option for next season. So I think you would have to guarantee that money for next season, so it becomes, you know, a 1 year, $15 million contract, you know, that could be traded for.
Right. All right. In the NBA, Grizzlies, Orlando tomorrow. But explain to me how the Hawks beat the Celtics twice this week. It's just unbelievable. It does, and the one series, the question that most people are asking, obviously anything can happen in games, whatever else, but it's raising a question about the Celtics in crunch time.
The one seed wrapped up.
Yes, that's true. It is.
So they're not sitting guys, but they may be toasted a little bit.
People are asking questions about crunch time, Chris. Crunch time.
Okay.
People are. Celtics in crunch time. Are you persuaded by the Celtics in crunch time?
I haven't watched the Celtics super closely of late. Like, they got it all wrapped up. They're coasting to the playoffs. I do think that has been the question for the Celtics. As good as Jason Tatum is, he's second-tier good. He's not Nikola Jokic good. He's not, you know, Kevin Durant, Pika Powers good or whatever in terms of the guy who's going to take over, a playoff game. I mean, he's had great playoff games, but their offense, they do not have the super elite, like, creative scorer playmaker type on that team. And so that is the question with Boston. Great defense, great depth, great versatility. But at the very, very highest level, does the offense match up with what the other team's going to have? And last year it was Miami, not Boston in the final. But, like, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, that passes the test. That two-man game. You get a bucket out of that two-man game. Do you get a bucket out of a Jason Tatum ISO the same way, you know?
Pelicans beat the Bucks. Pelicans are top 10 in offensive and defensive efficiency. Are you being budged, Chris? You've never been a believer.
No, but, like, I could be wrong. You know, I mean, we'll see. I mean, right. Zion Williams has never played in a playoff game, I don't think.
Right.
And so I don't love the construction of that team relative to playoff basketball for some of the same reasons. Like, Zion, talent-wise, is sort of that guy, but I got to see it first in a playoff basketball. And otherwise, I think it's a lot of talent that I just don't love the fit in when you get into a tight playoff kind of situation. But, you know, they can prove me wrong on that.
Suns-Dallas in a fight for sixth in the West. Who you like there depends in part on their schedule, and I don't think you know it off the top of your head, and I don't like it off the top of my head. But in a seven-game series, who would you like? Suns, Dallas. Which team do you prefer?
If everyone is healthy through the whole series, I kind of maybe like Phoenix a little bit there. As good as Luka is, I think Durant, I could see Durant just reaching that other level and need Durant and Booker together. And so I might like Phoenix a little bit there. But both of those teams have sort of shaky defense situations, so, you know, I don't know.
All right, Chris, appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
It's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphis. To his point about, like, you never know who these players – are you going to count on these lottery picks to be one of your best however many players, right?
Sure.
Just take the pick, like, 2 years ago, right? The Pistons, with the fifth pick in the draft, picked Jaden Ivey.
Yeah.
You wouldn't count on him to be one of your fifth pick now, you know?
No, like, that's fair, yeah.
You know? I mean, Shaedon Sharpe's been pretty good. Johnny Davis has been a complete bust for the Wizards. He was picked 10th in that draft. You know, this is 2 years ago. This isn't even last year, right? Then you have the Thunder, really had an interesting draft because back-to-back they took Jalen Williams, who's going to be a star, and Weisman Deng, however you pronounce his name, who's a bust.
Yes.
Back-to-back picks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's why, I mean, the Hawks, A.J. Griffin has barely gotten on the floor. Like, he's not, you know. Another dookie. And then, so, like, you just can't. It is funny. We talk about this pick and the role it might play. But if you get a Derek Lively, a guy who's a big, who's contributing.
Sure.
That's a win.
Oh, I mean, if you get someone that plays in the rotation on a.
On a good
competitive team, that is a hit.
Like, Scoot Henderson has been terrible. Third pick in the draft.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with G League Ignite, guys.
So, yeah, they're Jet Howard picked 11th. Nothing. Great. You know, Grady Dick starts to play a little more now, I think. The NBA draft is not the NFL draft, you know, where guys step in, play, contribute right away. And that's even true if it's a top 15 pick.
Sure.
And mind you, I care about the pick. All right, we got to take a break. Dingers, blasts, moonshots, whatever you call them, everybody loves home runs. With FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, you can love them even more. That's right, Dinger Tuesdays back for another season on America's number one sports book. Bet on a player to homer, that's any player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. As if you needed another reason to love the long ball. Visit FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code. It's C-A-L-K-I-N-S. C-A-L-K-I-N-S to get in all the Dinger Tuesday action. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. How about sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX? We Gossett, 289 a month. Both $34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX. $429 a month. $39.99 to its signing, all 36-month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72, 3985, MSRP 22320, Sportage R7247640, MSRP 29635, Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
If you're unaware, T-Mobile calls themselves the Un-Carrier, which is fitting considering they just unraveled their price lock guarantee for new customers. If you ask me, that's pretty uncool. If you're uncomfortable with a company that says one thing but does another, then switch to Xfinity, whose whole home Wi-Fi, wired internet, service, speed, and reliability are unparalleled. Unjoin the Un-Carrier. Switch to Xfinity today. Now through April 21st, new customers can get 300 megabits per second Xfinity Internet for $35. And ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Switch today. Go to Xfinity.com/TMOFAX, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account and a one-year contract. Connect more Internet versus T-Mobile home Internet. $60 a month. Regular pricing applies after promo period. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Effective for new customers after 1/17/2024. T-Mobile's price lock will only reimburse your last bill if you terminate service due to a price increase.
Hey, basketball fans. Get in on the tournament action on the BetMGM Sportsbook app today. With BetMGM, you can discover same-game parlays, live bets, special boosts and tokens, and so much more for March matchups. Don't miss a single shot with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM for terms. 21 plus, Tennessee only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Hey, Mid-South, it's springtime, so let's celebrate with the Gossett Mitsubishi Motor Spring Sales Event. Time to go spring breaking with 43 MPG Highway. Do it right with 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for only $19,110 or $259 a month. Go your own way in style with 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett, $30,150 or $449 a month. Or hit the road in 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE, $36,165 or $399. $99.99 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, and 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RH006614, MSRP 1916, Eclipse RZ032749, MSRP 30,650, Outlander RZ012807, MSRP 36,165. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady's today at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's some hard truth about engagement rings. There are 10 premier designers every woman knows about. They're like the Mercedes or Louis Vuitton of engagement rings. World class, iconic, quality names. Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, and these designers are hard to get. And every jewelry store wants them, but very few make the cut. So they have to settle for lesser brands or knockoffs. Around here, there's only one jewelry store that offers these premium rings. It's Genesis Diamonds. Genesis is the only one that made the cut, that meets the highest standards. Genesis is the only store that's allowed to offer these exceptional brands that women really want. Other stores are jealous of this and will try and convince you these are more expensive and try to get you to settle for something else. But the truth is, Genesis has top quality designer rings for under $2,000. It's not about price, it's about craftsmanship and quality and detail and individuality. So don't compromise. Get her a world-class ring she will be proud to wear. Genesis Diamonds on Poplar at Perkins Extended.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeffrey, I've got important clarification on hand. All right. Canale's Grocery is now called Home of the Hams. This is several people.
Well, it's always been called the Home of the Hams.
Well, now it's just Home of the Hams.
Okay. That was
it used
the tagline.
To be Canale's Grocery, mm-hmm. Home of the Hams.
Correct.
Now it's just Home of the Hams. And nothing has changed except Justin and Con Canale have died and moved on. And multiple people have told me ham is still spectacular. You can get a whole boneless ham if you want, or you can get the ham sandwiches or whatever else.
Ham biscuits.
So yeah. Ham biscuits. Yeah, multiple people have told mm-hmm. me. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've been to Home of the Hams?
Oh, yeah.
How is it?
It's the Home of the Hams. It's pretty good.
It's
ham. You and I talked about this. Like, even the most, like, what is, are you going to remember the most spectacular piece of ham you ever had?
I clearly don't.
You see what I'm saying? But right. When
it's
I get every time I've gone there, I was like,
yeah,
it was good.
With ham, you know what? If I had a ham, egg, and cheese biscuit, you mm-hmm. know what I'd really care about?
The egg and the cheese?
And the biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the ham would be fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then Chuck Galina tells us we need to try Vanelli's Deli Grocery Ham Sandwich. Vanelli's Deli has a Canale Grocery Ham Sandwich.
Yeah, that's
is it there? Do they get their sandwiches from Canale Grocery?
I imagine they get the ham from Canale's.
Wonderful and tasty. Vanelli's is on Farmington and Exeter in Germantown.
Yep, I've eaten
there. So there you go.
I get the Italian there.
You get the Italian there.
Yeah.
There you go. Very important ham mm-hmm. updates here on Good Friday. You don't just get that anywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did want to commend folks. I wrote a column. I talked to Julian McNellis yesterday. Julian McNellis is a former coach at Memphis. She went to 4 straight NCAA tournaments.
Yeah. Once upon a time.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
She was here for 13 years, and when I got here, she was the coach at Memphis. And, I mean, it's in her name, but what a joy. Like, the woman was great. She was accessible. She was funny. She was blunt. She was tough. She was a good recruiter. She was, like, she was the whole package. And she only left because she went back to alma mater at Southern Miss. Like, she loved it here. Her kids, you know, were here. Little kids running around here. And but you can't certainly blame someone for going back to her alma mater at Southern Miss. And so that's what she did. And it's interesting because I talked about why she's so tough. I'm going to get to this story in a minute. And she said, you know, when I started, being a woman coaching women was not the thing. They'd just take a football coach and they'd move them over, or a gym teacher and move them over. And that's who would coach women. And the idea that women should be coaching women, you had to be. You felt like you had to be better and tougher and in order to be looked at as a coach, which is kind of amazing now. Anyway, Joy has had a very successful career at Southern Miss. But in 2017, she does not smoke, has never smoked. No one around her smokes, but she was diagnosed with lung cancer. She said she went months that year feeling like something was wrong with her heart. But she's like the give me three aspirin, I'll tough it out thing. And her trainer at one point finally said, I'm not giving you any more aspirin. Go to a doctor. So she went to an urgent care facility. It actually happened to be a doctor who they had known in Memphis, who just happened to move down to Hattiesburg and was at the urgent care facility and said, you have a blood clot in your lung. And we're going to get an ambulance and take you to the hospital. And she said, Joy being Joy, I'm not getting in any ambulance. You're not calling in. And she drove herself to the hospital. And when she was there, she got a CAT scan and she realized she had a tumor in her lung. There was surgery that year, and the doctors felt like they got it all. But in 2021, it came back. That was after she had COVID, and struggling with COVID, they found more evidence of cancer. She coached through that, getting oxygen. And then this August, one in remission, whatever, this August it came back for a third time. And this time she's like, I just thought I could bulldoze through it. Like, I'm just going to bulldoze through it. And if I can help my team, I'm going to help my team. I'm going to bulldoze. And so she has coached this entire year with stage four lung cancer. She did miss two games. They were two games that she missed because her 97-year-old father died. And one game, he was in the hospital, and very clearly in his last days, this was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and they were playing a Thanksgiving tournament. And so she said she went and she lay in the hospital bed with her dad. And he said, why aren't you coaching? Why aren't you at the game? And she said, because I'm here with you, Daddy. And they watched the game on their computer. And then he died the next day. He died Thanksgiving. And then she missed the next game. But then by Saturday, she was coaching again. She didn't miss a game this season. And they beat Ole Miss. They upset Ole Miss, number 21 ranked Ole Miss at the time. And made the women's NIT, where they beat UAB. And then against Murray State, that was this past Saturday, she had to have IVs at halftime. She can't yell the way she could, the way she needs to. She couldn't stand up. She's too weak. But she was there coaching. And she has a terrific staff, and she would tell her staff. And by the way, her daughter is an oncology nurse, and so that helps. And her son is a volunteer on the staff, so that helps. And she just kept coaching. And unbeknownst to her, she did not even know this until she was told by the radio guy. That game, which they won against Murray State, was her 1,000th game. They subsequently lost this week to Louisiana Monroe. And she has to get radiation every morning.
radiation every morning as part of her treatment. So she got radiation the day of the game in Hattiesburg, and then her brother has a motorhome, and because of that, the team had gone over, and then she came over in the motorhome and could sleep after the radiation treatment and get there in time to coach. They lost, but she told a funny story in that game. They were losing, and she said, "We were having a debate, me and my staff." There was a woman on our team who was pouting, and I said, "You're not going to play for me if you're." And I brought her and sat her on the bench, and they were like,
"What are you complaining about?
You got to put her back in, coach. You got to put her back in, coach." And she said, "We're not going to win this game anyway." At this point, it was out of hand, right? Yeah. She said, "We're not going to win this game anyway. We'll put her back in when she's ready." She said, "She's not going to be pouting on my time." So even in what may well be the last game that Joylee McNellis ever coaches, and we certainly hope not, she was teaching lessons about pouting, about when to pout and about when not to pout. And she is a she has deep faith and said she's not afraid to die. She'd like to see her grandkids grow up a little more. She'd like to see she'd like to be there. She doesn't want to die before her mom. Her mom's elderly. But she said, "I'm not afraid to die, and as long as I'm here, I'm going to do what I was put on this earth to do and do it with my whole heart." I loved Cover and Joy when she was here. And life isn't fair. She's 61 and is going through a hard time, but is going through it with just incredible passion, joy, determination, generosity, all of that. And so that column's up at the Daily Memphian. If you are interested. All right, onward to other matters, Jeffrey. We did have pro days. We did have pro days yesterday, including Blake Watson for the University of Memphis. Crushed it.
Yeah.
He crushed it at his pro day. Do you have the numbers?
So, all right, take this with a grain of salt. Like, the one thing you can't fake, he jumped 41 feet, or 41.
That would be something.
Right.
That would be, that would elevate him.
He jumped 41 and a half inches. Frank's story says 41 and a half feet, but yes, that would be. No. But he did jump 41 and a half vertical, and his broad jump was 11.3.
Okay. 41 and a half vertical, 11.3 inch broad jump.
Correct.
And you can't fake that. That is what it
is. They keep doing the whole, the 40 time was in the 4.3s. Y'all, it's hand timed. Like, the reality is,
you're not buying the 4.3s?
No. I'm not. If you don't run a good time at Pro Day, that's a problem. Now, what is important about Blake Watson is it seems that,
if it's 4.3s, it's certainly 4.4s.
Correct. It seems
he's
that
not
he,
4.5.
He's
a fast dude.
Correct. It seems he hit the check mark of needed to see that.
So where, and he weighs 200 pounds, I think. Where do you think Blake Watson?
I mean, it's either day three or undrafted free agent.
I think he's a fifth rounder.
I mean, I can buy that. I mean, people need cheap running backs.
Maybe a fourth rounder, but I think my prediction is
surprised.
Fifth rounder.
I think it's third day.
He was not invited to the combine, which gives you a signal about how, you know, what the NFL broadly.
And
teams
can
like
bowl,
teams and what? Senior Bowl, whatever. He wasn't invited to those places, which does, you know, they get those lists from the NFL.
Correct.
These are the guys we want to see. And so the fact that he wasn't invited, it doesn't mean, like, there are players who are not invited who are people make mistakes on or who you know, the Niners might love them, but no one else does, you know, and so they pick them in the third round or fourth round or something else. I'm going to go ahead. It's not just cheap running backs. It's running backs who can catch the ball, which he can do.
Third down back.
Like, he's all that. He's the third down back.
Yeah.
Now, where does he fit? He fits it on a team that doesn't have that third round back, right? So I'll tell you where he doesn't fit. He doesn't fit, like, on the Detroit Lions.
Right.
You know, he doesn't fit on the San Francisco 49ers, right? He doesn't fit on whatever. If you've got a great little, honestly, Tennessee Titans. Doesn't fit on Tennessee Titans. Doesn't fit on the Buffalo Bills.
Is he another Cowboy?
Could be. I don't know who else they have. Do they have a little since Tony Pollard left? Tony Pollard was their change of pace before he became their bell cow. And so do they have, I'm not familiar enough on their roster. So, some team that needs a third down back, I think he'll be on a roster. I don't have much doubt that he'll be on a roster next year.
I think he is
he's productive.
He's
he runs
clearly
hard.
Far and away the most likely of this crop to be. So they've got Rico Dowdle, Deuce Vaughn. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think he's going to be on a roster.
Also, Michael Penix Jr.
Yes.
Had his pro day.
Speaking of times I don't believe.
What was his time?
4.5 something. I always love when it's like 4.5 something. It's like, I mean, to me.
What did people say? Of course, quarterback pro days. Oh, my God. You know what I really get frustrated by?
Talks about the throwing.
Well, it's not just it talks about the throwing. It's Joe Milton.
Yes. Oh God. But Pro Day was built for him.
But like I get frustrated because I'm on the Bills message board because I'm an idiot, right? Because that's what I do. Of course, I'm not above that. I'm on the Bills message board, and there's like, we got to take a flyer on this. Do you see his arm?
Yeah.
Like, do you see his arm? I'm like, you people.
Isn't it always great though?
Stop it.
There is.
Just stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
There is something special about.
I mean, that throw. Did you see the video of that one throw?
No, it's
crazy.
But Pro Day's built for a Joe Milton.
He's the best at Pro Days.
Like, that's the thing. You can pop in a play of Joe Milton and you go, that's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen.
It's just incredible.
The problem is you have to watch the whole game.
Yeah, no.
But the other thing that I love about the people that are just NFL football fans, like, they don't really have any time for college football.
Right.
Like, watching them go through the same Joe Milton cycle that college football fans have been going through for the last 5 years, like, how is this guy not the most amazing prospect ever?
I'd love to take a flyer on him in the third round. No, you do not. Anyway, so Michael Penix Jr.
According to ESPN's Field Yates, a handful of scouts clocked Penix's lone run at 4.56 to 4.59.
All right, and how did he throw?
He says he missed about 3 throws out of 60. Says those were bothering him. I think the main thing is Penix was seen afterwards chatting with the Giants head coach Brian Daboll, as well as general manager Joe Skeen. How do we say it?
Shane.
Penix told ESPN that he has pre-draft visits scheduled with the Giants, Falcons, Raiders, Broncos, and Steelers.
Giants?
Falcons?
They've got a young quarterback need. Falcons? I guess they have a young quarterback need, but why would they do that? They wouldn't do that. They've just invested big money in Kirk Cousins. You're not doing that. Who's the next one?
Raiders?
You could definitely see Raiders, yeah.
Broncos?
Definitely see Broncos.
And the Steelers?
No.
Well, I mean, if you want to keep a third, I mean, that's the thing. It's like,
I guess you haven't spent much on your first two.
And you have two, and they're, let's be real, they're two trials.
Right, they're two trials, and you throw a third dart.
Correct.
That would be something, wouldn't
That'd
it,
be
if
awesome.
The Steelers did it? Okay, how do you feel about the Giants? And
I would much rather have this than.
And if it were the Giants, are you assuming it's second-round Giants?
So,
I mean, you'd do that second-round Giants, right?
Yeah, that's the
but
question.
But you wouldn't. You won't do a first-round Giants. That's insane.
Oh, I don't want to pick them at 6.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll be clear.
Crazy.
The Giants have more needs than that. If the Giants are committed to being done with Daniel Jones, which is what it certainly seems like, I would rather, and I don't think they're going to be able to get ahead of, I don't think they're getting into the top three. Yeah. I would rather hitch my wagon to Michael Penix than any of the other ones.
But none of them you want at 6, and I don't know how you get,
you can tell me they trade up.
Trade up in the first round to whatever, 20-something or whatever else. If he slides, if he gets
kind of what they did with Daniel Jones.
If he gets past the Raiders, if he gets past the Broncos, that is interesting. Where it very clearly, Knicks and Penix are quarterbacks 5 and 6. Not in the NFL eyes, those guys are quarterbacks 5 and 6. Will both of them go in the first round? Will one of them go in the first round? You see more Bo Nixes go in the first round in the mocks than you do.
Which I do not understand.
Than you do, but that's the question. You wouldn't hate it?
No. If
what did you make? So what do you do with the Michigan performance?
Name a quarterback that looked good against Michigan. Like, I keep going back to, if Quinn Ewers completes one of those passes in the last 30 seconds to beat Washington, and we see Texas go and get curb stomped by Michigan, we're all talking about Michael Penix's performance in the same way that we talked about C.J. Stroud's. Now, Texas's defense, while their defensive front was amazing, their back end was not like the Georgia, but we're still talking about that. The playoff performance, like,
he was tremendous. He was tremendous, but then he was awful against Michigan.
Right, but if you also go through and look at the performances against Michigan's defense, he was like the fourth best quarterback.
By the way, I've now been texted the details on the Mark Gasol documentary release. Goes live tonight at 7 p.m. Central.
Okay.
With the digital release of the new Mark Gasol.
On their YouTube channel?
I'm reading it. Documentary film Mark Gasol, Memphis Made, produced by Grind City Media. The full-length documentary will be available on the Grizzlies' YouTube channel. On the Grizzlies' YouTube channel. So there you go.
I got my halftime entertainment tonight.
Will you be able to find that? I'm looking forward to that. Where does Mark rank in your own personal...
One. He's my favorite player.
I think he's mine.
Just in terms of everything, from like, I watched him at Lausanne, like Fat Mark is... I mean, Fat Mark is still my favorite athlete. Lausanne Mark was such a delight to watch, but... I mean, yeah, he's always been my favorite. Skilled, like, unbelievable.
Well, and the Memphis part is such a big part of it.
Sure.
Like, I really have a hard time. Like, there are moments I can talk myself into Mike.
Well, there are moments I can talk myself into Zeebo.
Mike is such a gracious guy. He's also basically my size, you know, so yeah, it's not, you know what I mean? And then you'd go to his bowling events, and he was so invested in Le Bonheur, and he's just a... level-headed, nice, just wonderfully sweet guy. And then Zeebo at his zenith, like, no one was more fun. You know, he was destructo, man. Like,
I mean,
he
honestly,
was
dominant.
Dominant. Absolutely dominant and perfectly, you know, perfectly personified what this team was supposed to be about. Tony's freaking hilarious. I mean, hilarious. And... just made his own way, you know, made his own way and was totally an afterthought when they picked him up that summer and came up with the slogan just out of his own, you know, just like organically, all hard, quit, grind. Like, and you could just watch him. Now, he would also make you wince, but.
When he'd shoot?
Well, yeah, when he got too excited.
Or
too
dribble.
Excited with himself. But I think for the whole thing, for the whole story, coming here as a little kid from Spain because they happened to make a trade with the Hawks, trading Sharif Abdul-Rahim. They draft Marc Gasol, this willowy Spaniard. And along comes the whole family and the little brother, Mark. And he grows up here. And... he's a high school kid here, you know?
Unfortunately, discovered Big Macs.
He discovered Big Macs here. And then he goes and becomes back to Spain, and he becomes what he becomes. Offered to walk on at the University of Memphis. Becomes what he becomes. And then you get him in the POW trade.
It is funny to think about.
He is the hub of that team. And... all he cared about was, he cared about Memphis, he cared about winning, he cared about his family, he cared about people, like he cared about the right things. He cared about the right basketball play. I really have a hard time picking. Really have a hard time picking. But it's, man, it's easy to love Mark. Like,
the other thing I was thinking about is, like, I get it, his body was, after high school, like, but the thought of, like, Mark Gasol, like, yeah, you can walk on here. Like, the fact that, like,
Mark Gasol
he can be an all-NBA player.
Cal offered him to walk on.
Yeah. Like, he can be an all-NBA player, but yeah, he can't. No, not really good enough for a scholarship. And I'm not saying it's just John. Like, obviously, other schools didn't offer him either. But, like, that is, like, the when we talk about what an inexact science scouting and recruiting and all this is.
And it was the best thing. You know, we talked about developing players.
He got in the professional.
Because he went back and he learned how to be a pro from his teammates on the Spanish national team.
Yes.
And that's very clearly,
you know, where he did it. A couple other things that we haven't gotten to today, won't have time to get to today. Again, big week kind of sports. The Grizzlies play tomorrow. Redbirds open up at AutoZone Park today. Sweet 16 resumes tonight. I never thought I'd say this before I sent a kid there. Go Duke. Other matters, Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced yesterday. 25 years.
The government is
I wonder when they were asking for like 60. So I thought, actually, 25 seems... Now, what's interesting, you know, what's his name? The Enron guy? The Enron dude?
Skilling.
He got like 10.
Jeffrey Skilling.
He got like 10. The drug company woman, whatever, the fake bio, whatever, that woman. Got like 10.
I think those people cooperated.
One of the reasons was Bankman-Fried was evidently, at least the judge said, seems to show no remorse here.
Correct.
Whatsoever. Doesn't seem to think he's done anything wrong.
Yes.
The mayor was accosted at Folks Folly. Did you see that?
So I read the story in the Daily Memphian.
Sam Hardiman had this story. They had to pepper spray the dude.
What was the instigation? Like, what was he trying to yell at the mayor about?
I don't know. City said in a statement, he was inebriated as well.
No way.
That a man grabbed Young as he was leaving dinner, and the man then attempted to force his way into the mayor's vehicle. In an attempt to keep this individual from the mayor, a member of the security detail deployed a small amount of pepper spray in his direction. The mayor was then safely removed from the scene. This was a quick-moving situation. The officer's primary focus was the safety of the mayor. The James Banks, 36, arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor, disorderly conduct, and public intoxication. That happened Monday at 9:58 p.m. By the way, they were supposed to file a response to resistance form. Anytime they use force on the member of a public, you'll be shocked to know they did not do that. Shocked. Won't you just shocked to know they're doing it now? They said it was, given the chaotic situation, the spray deployment was not initially reported and is currently being added to the record, the city said. Good for Sam. That's some good reporting. Sounds like no one wanted to know this happened. But anyway, if someone's attacking my mayor, I got no problem with them using pepper spray.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I got none. No problem.
Trying to hop in someone's car?
No problem with it at all. Absolutely none. Seems like a reasonable response. We've also got the Showboats opening this weekend. Not home. It's their home opener is next week. They're opening on the road at Houston. So, busy sports week. Oh, yeah, one more time. Let me tell you. Over at FanDuel, you got Dinger Tuesdays again. Now that Major League Baseball's back, dingers, blasts, moonshots, whatever you want to call them. Everyone loves home runs. And on Dinger Tuesdays, bet on a player to homer. And FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. There's another reason to love the long ball. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Thanks for listening, everybody. What is coming up next, Jeffrey?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Anthony Sane will join them today. Rob Fisher will also join them during the 1 o'clock hour. Blake Topmeyer will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Happy Easter to all. We'll be back Monday for an hour. Work is done.
Now, it's a BetMGM College Basketball Update, presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is your home for tournament updates, presented by BetMGM. All the latest offseason Tigers news and more from the tournament. Last night, moving on in the tournament, Alabama beat North Carolina 89-87. UConn blows out San Diego State. Clemson takes care of business against number 2, Arizona. And the Fighting Illini of Illinois beat Iowa State 72-69. Tonight on 92.9 FM ESPN. Number 2, Tennessee takes on number 3 seeded Creighton in the Midwest region. That game at 8:30 with the pregame, 9:10 the tip here on 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is your home for tournament updates presented by BetMGM. Please gamble responsibly.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month.
How about Sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX? We gossip $289 a month, both $34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $429 a month, $39.99 to its signing, all 36 month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossip Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72, $39.85, MSRP 22,320, Sportage R7, $24,7640, MSRP 29,635, Telluride RG 49,9963, MSRP 41,005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, you. It's a fresh year for fresh gear. And at New Balance Memphis, we're here for it. What's newest and hottest on the floor? See what's in store. Come together at New Balance Memphis at Poplar and 240 across from Cadillac of Memphis. New Balance Memphis, we got now.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive two-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house as a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit moretech.edu. That's MOORETECH.EDU.
Hey, Mid-South, you'll never guess who I got on the line. It's Jason, the main man, Marshall, and he's ready to rock at Gossett Volkswagen on Covington Pike. Hey, where you been, main man, Marshall?
Randy, I've been selling cars like candy bars at Gossett Volkswagen on the Pike.
So, Jason, what can the good people of Memphis expect from you over at Gossett Volkswagen on the Pike?
Huge savings, we Gossett. Huge inventory, we Gossett. Atlas, Crossports, Jettas, Taos, Tiguan, whatever you're looking for, we Gossett at Gossett Volkswagen on Covington Pike.
Well, there's no doubt about it. If the main man, Marshall, says he's Gossett, then I'm telling you, you don't need to go anywhere else.
That's right, Randy, and no reasonable offer will be refused.
So be sure to ask for Jason, the main man, Marshall, at Gossett Volkswagen, 1875 Covington Pike, or online anytime, 24-7, GossettVWMemphis.com.
Where we're charging forward and charging less every day. Come see me at Gossett Volkswagen on Covington Pike.
All vehicles include all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hi, I'm Jay Gaddis with James Gaddis Jewelers. Are you looking to pop the question but don't know where to start? Come by Memphis's premier family-owned jewelry store, where we specialize in crafting dreams into reality. From dazzling diamonds to exquisite engagement rings, from modern fashion to one-of-a-kind custom creations as unique as your love, we have it all. Come visit us today on Poplar Avenue in East Memphis near Mendenhall, and let us help you find the perfect gift to celebrate life's extraordinary moments at James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.